Welcome to Caldwell University Conversations. I'm Colette Liddy. As we finish out the academic year of 2015-16, we have much to celebrate, especially the success of our students. Two students who have worked hard to reach their goals in academics and in their activities have been chosen to be this year's commencement speakers. I'm delighted to have them join us today. Sarah Schiffelbein is from Villis, New Jersey, and she will deliver the student address at the graduate commencement ceremony. Annabella Santos is from Newark, New Jersey, and she will be giving the student address at the undergraduate commencement ceremony. Thank you both for being here, and congratulations.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
It's exciting to be chosen to give a commencement address. What did it feel like when you found out you were selected, Sarah?
Well, I was very honored and excited to represent my class. Caldwell is a very family-based community, and the ladies in my classes, we've gotten really close. So I was just really excited that I got to represent my Caldwell family.
That's terrific. And how about you, Annabella?
Same. I was very surprised, but it was a very pleasant surprise. It was an incredible honor to have received that distinction. So it's really exciting. And like Sarah, I think it's great to be able to stand up and represent your entire class. It's very special.
Sarah, you're receiving a master's in curriculum and instruction with a teacher of students with disabilities certification, and you also received your bachelor's at Caldwell. So you must be really ready for the workplace.
Yes, I am. I was in the five-year program for curriculum and instruction, so I am finishing this year with both my master's and my bachelor's degree, and I feel very prepared. I'm in the education program, and all of my professors have actively been in a classroom. Either they're retired now, some of them are still practicing, some of them are superintendents. And through my student teaching, my student observations, I feel very prepared for the workforce.
And you also told me that you are going to be the first teacher in your family.
Yes. Yes, I am. So that's been really helpful with my professors because, like you said, I'm the first teacher in my family, and a lot of my professors have guided me through the process. I'm applying for jobs right now, and I didn't really know how to go about that. I don't even know questions to ask in a teaching interview. So that's been very helpful.
And what area of education would you like to go into?
For history, I want to do high school history or middle school history. And then for special education, I'm going to do kindergarten through 12th grade.
And then you have future plans.
Yes. Right now, I want to be a history teacher, but I am very interested in the legal side of education. And I'm hoping within the near future that I will be in a law school. So I want to either teach through law school or maybe just do law school full time and go into education law. And eventually, I'd like to write policies or more specifically special education policy.
Wonderful. Annabella, you're working with children on the autism spectrum, and you would like to pursue that in your career.
Yes. Right now, I'm actually in the combined bachelor's in psychology, master's in applied behavior analysis program. So basically, it gave me an early opportunity to get hands-on in the field of applied behavior analysis and get experience with working with kids with autism. And it's just been a joy. It's such a rewarding career. And I love that the Autism Center facility that we have here at Caldwell University gives us that hands-on experience, and we work one-on-one with, you know, other graduate students in the field, but also professors who are very esteemed and still active in the field. So it's an exciting opportunity.
At Caldwell University's Center for Autism and Applied Behavior Analysis, can you talk a little bit more about how they've allowed you to grow professionally there?
Absolutely. I mean, the hands-on experience that you get there, you work directly with learners who have been diagnosed on the autism spectrum, and you really work closely with peers who are in the graduate program, even some undergraduate students who have had the opportunities to get hands-on with the work there. And you're not just learning about applied behavior analysis and autism, you're learning how to help these children, how to help these families, and it's a very rewarding process to see these individuals grow and develop and learn new skills. I absolutely love it.
That's terrific. Now, both of you have been involved in other activities on campus. Annabella, you're a commuter, and some commuters might say, it's hard for me to connect. So what would you say to them?
I think it's so important to get involved on campus. As a commuter, I made sure that I made the effort to get involved, to participate in events. My freshman year, I started a club on campus. I became an orientation leader. I worked through the admissions office as a tour guide. So getting involved really just elaborates and enriches, I think, your college experience. And I think it's so important for students who are commuters to understand that. However, I do think that it's important to know that commuters have to make a little bit of an extra effort to get involved because they come to classes, they go home, but it's absolutely important to make the effort to stay because you meet people, you network, you build relationships, you get to really feel part of the Caldwell community, and there's so many opportunities to get involved on this campus. I highly encourage all students to give it a try, to just participate, stay for events. It's great.
And you've certainly done that. I've watched you give those tours to many groups.
Yes, it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy working with prospective students and their families. I enjoy talking about the Caldwell experience, what it's done for me, how it's helped me grow professionally and even personally. And it's just great to be able to share that experience with other students and tell them, look, this is what Caldwell has to offer. You should come check it out.
That's wonderful. And Sarah, you've been a resident assistant.
Yes. I was involved in residence life for the past 4 years. So it's been a lot, but it's been a great opportunity. I was a resident assistant for the last 3.5 years. So I lived in the freshman dorm and more of the upperclassmen dorm. I split my time between those two. So that was really great, helping students transition into college and also helping the older students transition into their higher years, I guess you'd say, and like their upperclassmen years, as well as transitioning into the workforce. And then recently, I was promoted this semester to a graduate resident director. So instead of being an RA for one wing in the dorms, I am now in charge of a staff of RAs. So that's been really great because my knowledge from the last 3 years, I've been able to help guide my fellow RAs.
Now, what would you say, both of you, to a high school student who's considering coming to Caldwell?
Well, I love Caldwell. I feel like it's one of the best kept secrets of New Jersey because I really didn't know about Caldwell until about 2 weeks before that national cutoff day. But I know. Caldwell, it's been
you
a great.
You got in there.
I know, right? I had time. Caldwell's been a great decision for me. And I loved being here for the last 5 years. But the fact that the campus is so friendly, like I'm a friendly person. I love saying hi to people. And even complete strangers, they always say hi back to me on campus. And I also like the small class sizes because I've had a more of like an intimate relationship with my fellow classmates as well as with my professors. And I've gotten a lot of networking opportunities out of that. And I just like the more one-on-one instruction that you receive here.
Annabella?
I think Sarah's absolutely right. Caldwell is one of New Jersey's best kept secrets. I came here because I wanted to do the ABA program. I wanted to pursue that. But I also love the fact that it was small class sizes and it was a very communal type of campus. I think that there's such a big support network on this campus. There's so many resources for students to help them grow, both professionally and personally. And I have found that to be so true of Caldwell. I'm not known as a name, I'm known as a name, not as a number, which is what I wanted. I did not want to be coming to a college campus where people were going to identify me by my ID number. People know you by name, people acknowledge you, and it's such a pleasant feeling to come to campus. People are friendly, people recognize you, and it's, you know, it makes the experience of being here so positive. I absolutely love Caldwell, and it's the greatest decision I made. I love it.
Well, congratulations to you both.
Thank you. We'll definitely be
cheering for you for success in all your future endeavors. Our guests have been Sarah Schiffelbein and Annabella Santos. My special thanks to Joe DiCarlo, who provided all the technical for this podcast. I'm Colette Liddy. Thank you for listening to Caldwell University Conversations. Please join us next time.